In Perek Yud-Beis, Pasuk Yud-Tes, Pasuk says, Shivas yomim se'or lo yimotei bevaseichem, ki kol ochel machmetes v'nichroso ha-nefesh ahi mi'adas Yisrael bageru v'ezra ha'aret. So, and a few psukim before mentioned the Isser Chomet in Pasuk Tesvav Shiva Sema Matas Tochelu Ach Bayom Arishon Tashbisus Or Mibateichem Ki Kol Ochel Chomet V'Nichrusu HaNefesh Ahi. So it's carries by Chomet and by Seor. Shiva Sema Seor Lo Yimati B'Vaseichem Ki Kol Ochel Machmetes V'Nichrusu. Rashi says Ki Kol Ochel Machmetes in Pasuk Yates Lenosh Kareis Al Seor. From this Pasuk you see Kareis Al Seor. Zot Rashi V'Alo Kfar Onash Al Chomet. You already have an onesh of karet on chametz, so you should make a kavachomer that if there's, the Sesech Chacham speaks out, the kavachomer should be, if chametz has karet, which is, so then seor, which is chimutzo kosha, it's more of a leavening agent, it can mechametz other things, make other things chametz, kavachomer, there should be karet on that, on seor. So Ella Zot Rashi Shalot Tomar Chomet Shroyal Achila Onashalov. Chomet, which is royal achila, there there's Karis. Seor she'ena royal achila loy onashalov. Maybe Seor, which is not royal achila, there would be no onesh karis. So there's a pircha to the kal v'chomer. So you need a pasuk mefurish to say that there's karis for Seor. And it works the other way around also. Vim onash al Seor v'lo onash al chomet. I wouldn't know chomet because I see Omer Seor shehu mechametz acherim onashalov. Chomet she'ena mechametz acherim loy onashalov. The chametz, which doesn't make other things chametz, like Seor, maybe there'd be no karis. L'kachnem rushnehem. Therefore, the pasuk says karis on Seor and karis on chametz, because you could not learn out one from the other. And that's a mechilta. So, I was bothered. L'chora ein onshin min hadin. The concept that, while from a kal v'chomer, you can say, ma, this iser, which is kal, the such and such is Oster, Kava Homer, something which is more Homer should also be Oster. But as far as Onshim are concerned, to create a Chiyuv Malkus or Mitzah through a Kava Homer, on that we say, Ein Onshim in Adin, that's the way we hold. And even though, so look over here, Rashi was suggesting, or the Mechilta is suggesting, that only Reis Chametz, only Reis Seor, and through the Kava Homer, I could say that there also should be Kareis on the other one. That's creating an onesh through a kal v'chomer and onshim min hadin. And even though there is a few tanoim, das yichidim, the tanoim that hold onshim min hadin, but there's also something called ein mazir min hadin, that not just the onesh, also the azhara in the pasuk, you can't make a kal v'chomer for the azhara. You need both azharas to be mefurish. And the Gemara Makos Daf Yud Zayin Mubei says, even the man amar that holds onshim min hadin, holds ein mazir min hadin, that you definitely need a second pasuk. You can't use the kal v'chomer to create an azhara. So by seor and by chametz, since we hold ein mazir min hadin l'kulei amar, I would need a separate. I definitely would need the Torah to tell me an azhara for chametz and an azhara for chametz, seor and chametz. So what's Rashi the Mechilta suggesting that I should have learned out kares for seor for chametz through a kal v'chomer? So the truth is, that's the kasha. That's what we're going to try to figure out. And just to say even more mefurish, the Sifte Chachamim here, which is coming from the Mizrahi, the Reliyahu Mizrahi, the Re'im, says that the question is, V'teisi seor mekal v'chomer mechamet. Even though Rashi didn't use the lashon of kal v'chomer, the Sifte Chachamim Re'im explained Rashi, that you should learn out seor from a kal v'chomer from chametz. The chametz has karetz, which is not mechametz acherim, seor which is mechametz acherim, kal v'chomer, there should be karetz. So l'chora, ein mazir min hadin, ein onshim min hadin, what's pshat in this Rashi? That's the kasha. So, not only is this a mechilta, it's a very similar gemara in Beit Zadav Zayin Amud Beis. In the first Mishnah in Beit Zadav, machokas v'tilo b'shamay, about the shear for the shear to be chayav on chametz and seor. The first Mishnah says, Beit Shammai omrim seor b'kezayis v'chametz b'kosevis. Beitzila orim zev zev bekezayas. It's machlokas for the shear of chametz if it's bekoseves or bekezayas. So the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis says that what was mochiach Beis Shammai for his shita is because the Gemara could have just said chametz, and the pasuk could have just said chametz and not say seor, and I would know if chametz, which is ein chimutzo kosha, is bekezayas, seor shechimutzo kosha lo kol shekein. So why does the Torah say seor? Must be to say that the shear of seor is not the same as the shear of chametz. That really the shear of chametz is bekoseves. Beis Hillel that holds that the two of them do have the same shear, that both chametz and seor is bekezayas. So according to Beis Hillel, why does the Torah say both seor and chametz if they're both b'shear kezayas? So he says trichi, and he says the same trichusa that Rashi has by us. Maybe seor is different because chimutzo kosha. Seor, I would think mishum chimutzo kosha. Chametz ain't chimutzo kosha. Maybe it wouldn't be bekezayas. And if it would say chametz mishum the royal achila, seor which is not royal achila, maybe that would not be bekezayas. Kamashla, I need both psukim to tell me that shear is kezayas on both of them. That it's Osir, and that the Isser is Bekezayas. So the Shita Mikubetzes and the Pnei Yeshua in Beitza, they both ask, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Why is the Gemara suggesting that the Torah could have written just Chametz and not Tzor, just Tzor and not Chametz, and I would know the other one is Osir, Bekezayas. And we're talking, the Sukhi here is talking about Bal Yeroi. We're talking about that there should be an Isser of Bal Yeroi for both Chametz and Tzor by Kezayas. Gemara explained it's not regarding Isra Achila, that everyone agrees is the Kezayas. The Machlokes B'Tzav Shammai is regarding Bal Yeroi. So Bal Yeroi has Malkus. Since we're talking about a shear, how much Kezayas, for Isra you don't talk about a shear of Kezayas. Chetzi shear Asher Man Torah. But for a shear, it is also, if there's a shear listed for Sa'or for Chametz, that means it's Malkus. For Malkus, Enon Shem Menandin, Emas Shir Menandin. So they're asking the same kasha as we're asking on Rashi Al Torah regarding Kares. They're asking it regarding the Malkus of Bal Yeroi. So the Shita Mikubetzes says a teretz, which will not help for us as far as Kares is concerned. He says that regarding Shiurim, it's not really Kal V'Chomer. It's a Gilui Milsa. A Kal V'Chomer means you're learning out B from A. Gilui Milsa is that if it just were to say A, I would know B that it's I guess nigla through what it says by A. It's implied that B is included in A. So Shita Mikubetzes says, as far as Shiurim are concerned, it's a Gilui Milsa. Meaning, if the Torah would have only said Chametz and not Tzor, or vice versa, in order to create the Malkus of Bal Yeroi by Kezayas, on that you say it's not a real Kal V'Chomer, it's a Gilui Milsa. If it was just a Chometz, I would know Seor is Bechlal. Not that it's a Kal V'Chomer. Not that it's a Kal V'Chomer to create that it must be that for, if it says Seor, Kal V'Chomer for Chometz, there would be a Malkus. It would be that Chometz is Bechlal Seor, or vice versa. But that won't help for us. If that's a Din and Shiurim, that as far as the Shiur is concerned, Kezayas. Like Gilui Milsa?
Yeah.
It's Bechlal.
You think because Seor and Chametz are so similar, therefore, I think so.
That's included. It doesn't say Al-Dimyan, but it's included. But he says that's only by because it's regarding Shiur. That the Shiur of Kezayas for Chametz is included in the Shiur of Kezayas for Seor, or vice versa. That won't help us as far as Kares. Because we're not talking, we're not trying, in the Rashi Al-Torah, we're not trying to create we know that the Isra Seor exists. We want to know how do you get Kares. So that sheet of Teretz won't help. The Pnei Yeshua says a Teretz which Lechora will help. The Pnei Yeshua at the Kasha, and he says, V'amir bazeh, d'hocha, lav mi time with the Kal V'Chomer Airi, ela mishum de Seor gufa bechlal chametzu. Nothing to do with, as far as Shear is concerned, that should be Gilui Milsa, but just in general, the Gemara's Kavana is Seor gufa bechlal chametzu. The otu mishum de chamitzoso kosha b'ha bechlal chametz, just because Seor is more mechametz than chametz, doesn't mean that Seor is not included in chametz. Of course, Seor is included in chametz. He says the other side, the Gemara, doesn't work out so well. The chiluk of roi lechila and a roi lechila. And he also says milashin hasugi ul Rashi lo mashma came in tzarach ian. From the Gemara and Rashi, I'm not going to read the Rashi inside right now, it's mashma is a real kal v'chomer. So tzarach ian. So he suggests this teretz that it's not coming off kal v'chomer, which would be a problem of ain onshim and din. But the Gemara is trichus is only saying that it's tzor is bechlal chomer. So not only is from the sugya and the Rashi it's not mashma came, but from the sifte chachamim and the Mizrahi that we read on our pasuk, it's also clear that they're learning it's not a gili milsa, but it's a kal v'chomer. Because the Sifte Chachamim said, why should you want to create kares on Seor which doesn't exist by Chametz? Tasi mikal v'chomer. Tasi Seor mikal v'chomer mechametz. Learn out Seor from a kal v'chomer from Chametz. If it's just a gilei milsa, what's kal v'chomer? So Pnei Yeshua by saying Seor is bechlal Chametz, as far as the sugya there, as far as he wants to read the sugya there, even though he said it's not mashma that way in Rashi and the sugya, as far as Rashi is concerned for us, as far as the Mechilta is concerned, the Sisei Chamim Re'im are clearly not learning that way because they say Tasi Seor Mekal V'Chomer Mechametz. Now, so for different potential Teretz, let's look into Ein Onshin Min Adin, Ein Mazhir Min Adin for a second. The main Makor for it is from Makos, that Heim Abay. So the case is the case of Achoso by Arayos. Israel Achoso by Arayos. The Ma'atenu Rabenu She'en Onshin Min Adin. The Tanya. Isha Shayikach Es Achoso. The Pasuk says Bas Aviv O Bas Imo. So from Bas Aviv O Bas Imo, I only would know a Bas Aviv that's not a Bas Imo, or Bas Imo that's not a Bas Aviv. I only would know a half sister. Bas Imo U Bas Aviv Minayin. How do I know that there's a Chiyuv Kares for a full sister? Tamulomar ervas achoso gila. The end of the pasuk says ervas achoso gila. Gemara speaks out. It should be a kav v'chomer. If there's an onesh kares for bas aviv shlo bas imo, bas imo shlo bas aviv, bas aviv bas imo lo kol shekain halamata she'en onshin min adin. The fact that Torah needs to speak out that there's a chiyuv kares for bas aviv u bas imo biyachan, you don't make a kav v'chomer from just bas aviv or just bas imo. That's right. The onshin min adin because I need a pasuk to tell me that there's an onesh, and a kav v'chomer would not have been enough to create an onesh for bas aviv bas imo gomor. That's the Gemara Makos. So, and when you talk about Israel Rayos, lechora you're talking about kares. So lechora you see mefurish that's not just Makos, not just misa. As far as kares, our discussion by Rashi by us as well of Seor and Chametz, even for kares lechora you see ein onesh min adin. So we're still stuck ein onesh min adin by kares. What's going to be with Rashi by us? And to support the notion that there is ein onshin min adin by kares as well, there's a Rashbam and Tosfos like this as well. Gemara in Bava Basra daf Pei Ches Amud Beis. Omer Rabbi Levi, Kosha onshin shel midos yoster mei onshin shel arayos. The onish of midos of not having the correct weights is more chamor, is kosher more from onshin shel arayos. Shezen nemar behen el, v'zen nemar behen ele. By Arayos it only says el, and by Midos it says ele. And then, Gemara speaks out, by Arayos also it says ele, so it should be a onesh koshe by Arayos as well. Gemara says, ahu limute midos mikores. It says ele by Arayos, atoivos ha'ele, to tell me that by Arayos specifically there's kares, but by midos there's not kares. So the Rashbam here explains, what would I have thought? Why would I have thought there's kares by the onus of midos? That's, since it says toevos, it says lotion of toeva by midos, sakadai tachamina, kevin the old midos, nikru toevos, I would think that it's bichlal, kolosho yasam and kolo toevos of Arayos, and it would get the kares of Arayos, because it also says toevos by midos. But then it says ela to tell me that only Arayos there's kares, but by midos there's not. And that's the meal. And the Rashbam spells out, that which I would have thought that I get kares for midos, like Arayos, it's not a gzera shova of toevos by midos and toevos by Arayos, to tell me the same way that Arayos gets kares, midos will get kares. Because even if it wouldn't have said ela, I wouldn't have made ela dung zera shova me'atmo. So there's no gzera shova here. And he says, v'lo me kavachomer. the high Esher B'Tshuva, the high low Esher B'Tshuva. The Gemara speaks out in the later on that why is the onshem of Midos kosher from Arayos? Because on Arayos you can do Tshuva. On Midos, where you're being gozel the Rabbim, you don't know who to give back to what you stole from them. So it's low Esher B'Tshuva. You can't do Tshuva because you can't pay him back what you stole from them. So maybe you say Kal V'Chomer, since Midos is more kosher than from Arayos. So in the same way, if there's kares by Arayos, Kal V'Chomer there should be kares by Midos, which is more chomer than Arayos. So Shvam says, no, that's not what the Gemara meant. You know why? The ain onshem min adin. So I can't create kares by Midos through a Kal V'Chomer. And this is by kares. Another makor, the ain onshem min adin, applies by kares as well. And that's L'chor the Gemara Makos, by Achoso, is Kares as well. So you see, by Kares, not just Makos, not just Misa, Kares as well, and on Shemenda. Tosfos in, that's the Rashbam Shita, and that's L'chor the Gemara Makos, and that's Tosfos on Kula, Nafkov Tesvav and Beis. The Gemara wants to know, where's the Makor for Isser HaNo'ah by Basar B'Cholov? The Gemara speaks out of a whole Cheshen, we're not going to go through the Cheshen right now, but it has Kav HaChomers and Pirchas. The Gemara says in one line, Malach Chomet Pesach Sheken Kores. The Tosa says, V'Kores Gufei Lo Shayach L'Melav She'en Onshem Min Adin. And you can't learn out Kores from Pesach because En Onshem Min Adin. Again, a one line Tosa with four step by Kores, you say En Onshem Min Adin. So that's Tosa from Chulun, the Rashbam and Bava Basra, and the Gemara Makos L'Chor En Onshem Min Adin is by Kores as well. And that's the kash on the Rashi here. How can you say en onshem min adin to think that without the extra pasuk of Seor Chometz, I could have made a Kal V'Chomer to have Kares by Seor or Kares by Chometz? We pointed out before that the Mizrahi learned this as a Kal V'Chomer Gomor. So Lechora, there should be a problem of en onshem min adin. The Mizrahi himself seems to say that we say onshem min adin by Kares. There is a Rashi in Parshas Emor, Perachav Beis Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk says, "Emor aleim adorasechem kol isha sheyikrav mikol zarachem akalashem asher yakidshem bnei Yisrael Hashem v'tumaso olav v'nechrasa nevesh rahim lefnei milfanai ani Hashem." If someone's betuma, you can't eat kodshim. The lashon of the pasuk is asher yikrav. If you become close to the kodshim, Zokt Rashi ein krevazu el achilo. To become close to the kodshim here, what are we talking about? It means to eat kodshim betuma. And Rashi says, "V'yefsha lomar shechayv al negia." You can't say that the chiyuv kares is on negia because when you're betuma, shari nemar kares al achila betzavas aron. Parshas Tzav, you find kares al achila. The imal on negia chayv. If you would be chayv on negia, and from this pasuk, lo hutzrach lechayv al achila. I wouldn't need a pasuk in Parshas Tzav to tell me that I'm chayv kares on the achila. Hutzrach lechayv al achila. Rashi says, because I would know from a kal v'chomer. Zot the Mizrahi. The Lake Lamemar. Don't ask me that. Filu hachi itzrech lichtov gamalachi lo. Mishum the Enon Shemed Din. Lachor, what's Rashi talking about? Enon Shemed Din. So even if it does say Chiv Kores by Achila in Parshas Tzav, I still need the Pasuk in Parshas Emor to tell me Chiv Kores by Negia. Because I would make a Kav HaChomer to say, I'm Chayv Kores on Negia B'Kodshim. Kav HaChomer, I'm Chayv Kores on Achila. By Kav HaChomer Chayv Achila on Achila B'Tumma in Parshat Tzav. Maybe I still need that pasuk in Parshat Tzav because I can't make a Kav HaChomer because Ein Onshem Min Adin. So what does Rashi mean here? Zot Mizrahi, that's not a problem. De lo amrinan Ein Onshem Min Hadin ela be'onesh dinei Odom. Aval be'onesh dinei Shemayim lo. As far as Onshem dinei Shemayim like Kores, there I could be Onesh Min Hadin. And that's what Rashi is referring to here when he says it's that if Yikrav would have been Negia, I wouldn't need a pasuk in Tzav. I would know b'derech Kal V'Chomer that to eat kodshim betuma is chayav kares because onshem min adin as far as kares is concerned. That's the Mizrahi. That's b'das Rashi. That's like the Mizrahi and like the Rashi by us that learned that l'chor we're making a Kal V'Chomer to say there should be kares for Seor or Kal V'Chomer there should be kares by Chametz, and it's a real Kal V'Chomer like the Mizrahi says by us because by kares onshem min adin. That's the Mizrahi. So even though we have Tosfos and the Rashbam and Pashtus and Sugya Makos, that Ein Onshem Min Adin by Kares as well, Mizrahi here and Bidas Rashi clearly is that you would say Onshem Min Adin as far as Kares is concerned. So the Tshuva Sholu Meshev, Tinyon HaChil Gimel Simen Kuf Hei, brings this Mizrachi, and is Matmiya on the Mizrachi from the Sugya Makos. Brings the Mizrachi, he says, V'alzeh Tomo HaBer Yaakov, brings Ber Yaakov Tomo, the Lo Ro Adivrei Tosos Bechulin, that we say, Enon Shemed Din Bekaris. The gam ho ikur de enosh men den yof makos mikoris ba khoso the whole core man shmen comes from a case of kores u ve emeshi temo rabo how come is rochi say as far as kores is concerned onch men den if him first to get makos and toso sen holen so he wants to say no, even though we had that Mizrahi in our parsha, that's mashma that you do say onchem and din by kares Mizrahi l'shitaso. But still, what does he do with Tosfos? I don't know if he's mishubit the Tosfos, but the sugya makos. So the Shol Meshav wants to say really this nekuda of ein onchem and din, ein masir and din by kares is a machlokas tanoim. He wants to say that's machlokas tanoim, that it's machlokas in Megillah and makos. If there is if it's shayach malchus by kares, and if you get malchus, you become putter from kares. The fact that you got the onesh of malchus makes you putter from kares. Now, this machlokas Rav Yitzchok, the Tana Rav Yitzchok, and Bar Plugte. So he wants to say, if you get malchus for chayvei krisus, then you can't say onshem and din, because if you're going to say onshem and din by chayvei krisus, you're also being mechayev him malchus. If for every chayvei krisus, if it's shayach malchus to pater you from kares, then that means if you're going to say onshem and din by kares, I'm also creating new malchus. That's bidei odom. Everyone agrees as far as malchus is concerned. I can't say onshem and din. So for that shita that holds that malchus will pater me from kares, It's impossible to say onshem and din, because to create a chiyuv kares through a kalva chomer, I'm also creating a chiyuv bidei odom, also creating malchus. So that shita will clearly hold ein onshem and din by kares as well. But according to the shita that holds, that's Rabbi Yitzchok. According to Rabbi Yitzchok, the malchus by kares, like there's no malchus by kares. So then you could learn out kares from a kava chomer, because it's only the shemayim, so you can say onshem and din. So if there's no aspect of malchus by kares, then we could say onshem and din. If malchus come along with kares, ain't onshem and din by kares, because then through the kares, I'm also creating a chiyuv of malchus. So the point is that the fact that I think what he's saying is, since malchus is part of you from kares, that means that through creating an Isha Kares, I'm also creating an ability to make an Onesh Bidei Adam, which that's called Onesh Bidei Adam.
If I would ask you, what's your punishment? You say your punishment is Kares right now. There's some outside way that you can popular that punishment by mouth. I wasn't being Machayev in Malchus based on Kabbalah Homer. I was being Machayev in Kares.
Is the problem being Machayev or creating a new Malchus? Here. That's the way he wants the miyashiv. So then he just pairs up the shitas. But the Gemara Makos that says ein onshem and din by kares, that's according to the shita that you could use Malkos the pata from kares. So he holds ein onshem and din. The sugya Makos is going back according to that shita, and that's Tosfos and Chulin as well. But Mizrahi Emor Mizrahi Be'os will say as well is going according to the shita of that there is no Malkos by kares, so you could say onshem and din by kares. That's the way the Shol Meshav is miyashiv. Rav Elchanan Bava Basra Os Shin Tes Zayin Simen Shin Tes Zayin. While he quotes Tosfos in the Rashbam, he also quotes Rashi and Zvachim that holds onshem and din by kares. For time purposes, won't say the Rashi inside. It's in Shitas Rabbi Shimon in Zvachim Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. Basically, regarding Pigel to create, Rashi mentions the concept that you could have made a Kal V'Chomer to create Kares by Pigel of Chatos to eat. by chatos hapnimios, that we're nisbagel to create kares on chatos hapnimios of pigel. Rashi was suggesting that you can do that through a kal v'chomer. So Rashi holds that it is shayach on shemen din by kares, which would fit very nicely with the Rashi in our parsha, Rashi in Parshas Emor, that's mashmer that by kares there is on shemen hadin. Rav Shimon, by the way, happens to be the shita that holds on shemen din in general. So the Orson Mech points out, Orson Mech and Hippos in Surabia, Parakdei, is that it's not such a great riot from this Rashi and Zvachim that he holds altogether on shemen, that you could be on shemen din by kares. Because Rav Shimon Yochai holds you could be on shemen din even by Malkus and Misa, whatever. So it's not such a gewaldic riot from that Rashi. Akupanim, it would be very glatt that Rashi would hold as his shita on shemen din by kares. Now, how would Tosfos and the Rashbam that hold Ein Onshin Din by Kares, how would they learn the Rashi by us, the Mechilta rather, how they don't learn the Rashi, how they learn the Mechilta that wants to learn out Kares for Seor or Kares from Chametz, from Kavachomer, if they hold Ein Onshin Din? So they're not Meshubut to the Re'im that says it's a Kavachomer, they can learn like the Pnei Yeshua, that's a Gilei Milz L'Bi'Alma, and that's not a real Kavachomer. So we've just created now, L'Chora, Machokas, you know, the way the Sifsei Chum and Ru'aim learn our Mechilta that Rashi brings, that's a Kavachomer, and Eim Asir Mandin, Lachor, Tosfos and Rashbam are going to have to learn this Mechilta very differently. They're going to have to learn that it's a Gilei Milsa, but it's not a real Kavachomer. Because for a Kavachomer, Ein Onshin Mandin, I can't think to create Kares from a Kavachomer. That's what should come out. As far as the Gemara in Makos, Rashi and Mizrahi still have to deal with the Gemara in Makos. By Achoso, we said Ein Onshin Mandin, Achoso's Kares. Or Sameach said, you could say talk about korban, talking about shogeg, but the Enon Shemen Din is referring to korban. There's a vikuach in Rishonim and Achronim. If by korban you say Enon Shemen Din, another discussion. If you say Enon Shemen Din by korban, not pasha. On the tzad that you could say Enon Shemen Din by korban, maybe the Gemara in Makos is talking about the arayos b'shogeg and not the arayos b'mezim. Eh, chanami Enon Shemen Din by mezim, but the pesukim are talking about korban. It's difficult lechora, but that's what the Orson Meach suggests. Another makor is Tosfos Harosh and Kiddushin. It's more in Kiddushin. Tosfos Harosh holds like this Rashi and holds like the Mizrahi. There's more in Kiddushin about Menzayin obeys that you can't be Mekadesh with Chulon Shnishchitu Be'azara. Chulon Shnishchitu Be'azara, you can't use that as Shavuot Pruta, you can't use that for Kiddushin. So the Gemara is talking about that and about Shechitas Chutz, Kochim B'Chutz. Gemara wants to know, maybe Chulon Shnishchitu Be'azara, maybe there should be Kares for that. Gemara's lesson is, Mashali B'Shalcho Enosh Kares, Av Shalcho B'Shali Enosh Kares. The same way that Shechitas Chutz, to the Shochet Kochim B'Chutz, has Kares, maybe I should say that Chulon Be'azara also has Kares. This is not Kavachomer, this is a Mamatinu, which is not the same, it could be it's different, but once we want to create kares by a chulon shnishchitu be'azara through a mama thing from kochei chutz. Tosfos Rosh asks, "Ein on shemin adin, how can you create kares from a mama thing?" So he says, "Hainu be on shem bidei adam, al binish dinei shemayim lo." Shar Melech is the same. Shar Melech in Shechita Perek Beis. Tosfos Rosh mefurish here, like Shitas Rashi, that by kares we say on shemin adin. So Tosfos and the Rashbam say "Ein on shemin adin" by kares. And Rashi and the Rosh say, "Oh, Shemin Adin by Kares." Mamatinu. So it's not the same as Kavachomer. They point that out.
You
can't say Mamatinu is different, right? Now, what is the reason that we say Enon Shemin Adin? If we understand the reason behind it, it can be very useful and helpful to understand these machlokesim. The Marsha in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Balam Ubeis. The Gemara says that there's an issue in the Torah called molich. You can't bring your put the sun through the fire. It could be a type of a zara. Gemara says in Sanhedrin Beis, over kol zara is pata. The acha braid rova heavier kol zara. But if you bring all of your kids through the fire, wherever you do molech, pata. Shnemar mizaracha v'lo kol zaracha. Molech, you can't. If you do all of your kids, it's pata. Marshal brings a smag that says this pasuk, this din, is a raya to the Truvas Haminim. Because see Marshal inside. Pshat in pasuk of mizarach of lo kol zaracha, someone who puts all their kids through molech is an avera kol kach chamor that Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to have kapara. And if you get killed, and through the mizah there will be a kapara, we don't want him to have kapara. Marsha says, from here, mizeh nera lo says, from here I want to give a reason to that which we say all over the place, enon shemen din. Kavachomer, it's the midah b'torah. Why ain't onshem din? Mikomokom ain lodun came in onesh. The ema, you could say zesha also avera chamur mizu din averas more chamur. Ain on mischaber b'onesh mefurish b'kamen. He won't have a kapara. He won't get a kapara through the onesh that was given to the lighter avera. So for example, you do avera A, a light avera, you get malchus. Kavachomer, if you do avera B, which is more chomer, you should get malchus. Maybe not. Maybe that's not enough of a kapara. Maybe you need a bigger kapara, and the malchus won't be enough as a kapara. The other shita in the achronim about why we say enon shemen din is because maybe it's a pircha. You get rid of a kavachomer through a pircha. Maybe there's a pircha. So how could I say, be so confident in my kavachomer to say that I could create an onesh when there might be a pircha? Now, there's a machlokas achronim how this would play out as far as Koreis is concerned. Aruch Haner in Makos Daf Yadalin and Rav Yosef Engel in Asman Doraisa Simen Chav Hei. They both want to say that based on which way you learn, you'll come out with a different result for Enon Shemen Din by Koreis. Tell me what you think as far as which way it should go. The Aruch Haner says, as far as, if you go with the Marashal's reason, that maybe you need a bigger kapara. That should only be for Dinei Adam. For Dinei Shamayim, I could be manish man din. Because it doesn't make sense to say, I'll create a Kri of Kares through a Kav of Homer, so maybe he needs more of a kapara. Kares is not enough, he also needs extra malchus on top of that. Chabe Shamayah Galia, it's enough for Kares, he doesn't need more. So you would be onesh min adin according to the Marashah Svar. But if it's alt pircha, then the same way that by din adam, maybe there's a pircha, so to din shemayim, maybe there's a pircha, so in onesh min adin. The Osman Daraita says fakir. The Osman Daraita says that for din shemayim, maybe you need a bigger kapara. Maybe kares is not enough. Maybe I also need malkos or mitzvah or something else. So same way Enon Shemen Adin B'Din Adam, so too Enon Shemen Adin B'Din Shemayim. As far as the Pircha is concerned, I could be Onesh Min Adin by Chivdei Kares. Because there's no Pircha Klapei Shemayah Gaya. Could take these four of Pircha and Kapara and figure out if Din Shemayim should be Choluk from Din Adam. Or El Choner and Asun Daraisa have Sforos Hafuchos to understand that. And as far as Mamanus, is a famous, they use this to explain Mamanus. Tosfos and Baba Kama brings a machlokas, the Mishnah there, and the Mechilta. Can you use a kavachomer? Do you say Enon Shemen Adin for mumminess? Can I use a kavachomer to say, ma, this which is in kal is the chiv l'shalim, this which is in chomor is the chiv l'shalim as well? The Bavli is mashma, yeah, that Enon Shemen Adin, I could be Enon Shemen Adin to say that there is a kavachomer to create mumman. The Mechilta says Enon Shemen Adin by mumman as well. So they say it's totally in the Marashah, and the other way of learning, if it's totally if the Enon Shemen Adin is because of Kapara or because of Pircha. When I'm being Mishalim, someone who has Mazik, there's no Kapara, there's no Inyani Kapara. I'm just fulfilling my Chiyuv Tashlum. So there's no Svara of Enon Shemen Adin, maybe I need a bigger Kapara. So you would be Enon Shemen Adin. That's what the Bavli holds. But the Mechilta says Enon Shemen Adin by Mammon as well. Maybe there's a Pircha. Maybe I can't create a Chiyuv Tashlum from Mammon. So the Marashah Svara would work in the Bavli, according to Tosfos, and the Mechilta would work in the Svara of Pircha. According to, so then there's two, we'll end just, we'll make a Sikkum, but we'll end with two Klein Ha'aras. If you want to be Mepapel, So if Tosfos and Baba Kama hold that a shita, on shemayadin by mamon, because that's the Bavli. So that's working with the Marashah, because the Indian of Kapara doesn't exist by mamon. So Tosfos holds as far as Marashah. The reason for on shemayadin is because of mamon. It's because of Kapara. So by mamon, it's not shayah Kapara, on shemayadin. So that shita is Tosfos. So Tosfos and Chulun hold on shemayadin by Kares. Does that fit with the far of the Marashah? Well, that's totally in the Aruch and the Asman Daraisa in how you understand by Kares which way it should go. So according to Asman Daraisa, that Enon Shemayim Din, Bein B'din Adam, Bein B'din Shemayim, if you the Sfar of Marashah makes sense, that the same way that maybe I need a bigger Kapara, so Enon Shemayim Din, by Kares also, maybe I need a bigger Kapara, it's not enough to get Kares, so Enon Shemayim Din by Kares as well. It will come out, Tosfos L'Shita. I don't know if Tosfos is saying that as a Shita, but that would be the Cheshbon. And one more ha'ara, the Mizrahi in Parsha Shmini, the third Mizrahi in Perikid Aleph, Pasuch Ches, says Adin in Enon Shemin Adin. He says, Enon Shemin Adin is only when the Iker Isser is not mentioned in the Torah. If I already have an Isser that's mentioned, and I'm just trying to create an Onesh through a Kavachomer, on that I would say, On Shemin Adin. So if the Isser is already mentioned, I just want to create Kares through the Kavach Omer, that I could do. Enon Shemayadin is only like Basach, is only like Achoso, Bas Aviv Bas Imo. In that case, the Torah never said the Isser of Bas Aviv U Bas Imo. It says Bas Aviv Lo Bas Imo, it says Bas Imo Lo Bas Aviv. It doesn't say Bas Aviv Bas Imo. To create a Kares, for create Onesh Kares, there would be a problem, because the Torah never said the Isser Bechlau of Bas Aviv Bas Imo. But if the Torah would say the Isser, then it could be Onesh Shemayim Adin. According to that, the Mizrahi Lechora could have been Miyashev. These other two, when he asked in Parshas Emor, Lechora Enon Shemayim Adin, and Mechayev on Megiyah by Toma, Kavachor Mechayev Beachila by Toma, and he's Mechadesh Enon Shemayim Adin Medina Shemayim. He could have said a different teretz Lechora. He could have said based on his Pshat and Shmini that since the Torah already says in Isser of Achila Betumas Haguf, so in such a case I could be Onshe Min Hadim by Dine Shemayim, and that's why Rashi mentions the Kavachomer Mechayev al Nigiyah Kavachomer Mechayev al Achila. You don't have to Mechadesh Onshe Min Hadim by Dine Shemayim, even if it's Onshe Min Hadim by Dine Shemayim. In the Iker Halachos of Onshe Min Hadim, if the Torah already tells me the Isser, then I could be Onesh, I could create an Onesh. So regarding Achila and Negiyah, the Torah already says the Isser, so Kavachomer, I could create an Isser, I could create the Isser Kares. The Chorim Mizrach could have been Yashabai, I don't know why he didn't. And also by our Sugya, by our Parsha, Seor and Chomis, the Torah already says the Isser of Seor. You want to create an Isser Kares? That's fine. No Chisar of Eilon Shemin Adin, the Torah already says the Isser of Seor, the Isser of Chomis. So it shouldn't be a problem of Eilon Shemin Adin. Maybe that'd be another teretz for our sugya, not just that by Kores. It happens we have a teretz of by Kores on Shemin Adin. But without that, maybe the Torah already says it's just Seor, we can say Enon Shemin Adin. So Bissikum, you have Lechor Mefurish Gemara Makos that says Enon Shemin Adin is Bein B'dinah Adam Bein B'dinah Shemayim. And that's Tosfos and Chul, and that's the Rashi Rambam Bava Basra. We saw the Mizrahi and Emor and Lechor Rashi and Zvachim say Enon Shemin Adin by Kores. And that might be Shita Tosfos HaRosh and Kiddushin by the Mamatzinu that we say On Shemin Adin by Dine Shemayim. And it might be totally in the Svara of In On Shemin Adin if it's Alt Kapara, if it's Alt Pircha. I mean, the Achronim say it is totally, they just have Svara Safuchos about which way it goes. And as far as the Mechilta Bayas, if you're going to hold On Shemin Adin by Kares, you're going to have to say one of the other Tevrisim that we gave. Either it's only Gili Milsa, it's not Kavachomer, or the work with the Re'im Sfar, that once the Torah already says the Isser, then there's no problem of Onesh Min Adin to create the Onesh of Kares.